League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Another episode of the CP Podcast. I'm your host, CP, and this is the CP Podcast. The CP Podcast, we're talking about the shit CP want to talk about, and only the shit CP want to talk about. And if you don't want to hear the shit CP want to talk about, get the fuck on. But if you hear it, then you hear it. You know what I'm saying? To my right, a knight in the fight for what's right. I always say that because those are the hardest rhyme. But you like a little knight, like with a little computer as your shield. Like, those aren't the facts! That hasn't been proven. Maya's in the building.
That's me. That's a good impression.
How's Roman?
Roman is a little monster today.
Nice.
He doesn't want to take his nap. Ooh. He'll be like, and then he'll just wake up, yep. Like, energized.
So you know what that means? That means life getting too lit for him. He like, I'm sick of missing shit. I took a nap the other day, woke up, it was some whole other shit on TV. He don't understand what the fuck is going on. He missed a whole episode of Blues Clues or whatever y'all got him watching. He'll never know what that first half is like because he don't even know how to talk to be able to explain to y'all that he wanted to go back and see that. It's frustrating. As the older you get, the more you stop wanting to go to sleep. I want to miss shit. Life is lit.
But he's miserable if he doesn't get his nap.
I know. That's the other part of it. He's going to be a tired-ass baby, but at least he's going to be smart, not missing shit. He'll know a lot of stuff. He goes to have bags under his eyes. Like, you guys do know the quantum physics. Yawning. Anyway, good for him. How's Tony? We never asked about Tony, man. We miss Tony, man. He always got a babysit.
Yeah, I know. No, Tony's doing good. We got that new dog. That new dog is perfect for Tony. Mm. Perfect for him.
Y'all did not get a dog from me, but whatever. Go ahead.
No, it's a big dog. We didn't even want to get the dog. And someone was like, you want this dog? And it's a big dog. It's Tony's dog. I can't even complain. It's perfect for him.
I have two French Bulldog puppies left that I'm really trying to get out of my mom's house, man. Like, she keep calling me every day like, did you post them? I'm like, Mom, leave me alone, please. Let me do my best to get these puppies. She'd be like, did you post the puppies? You need to post the puppies. I got two puppies. What's dope is that one of them is, they're both gray and tan.
Mm.
But one of them, as he's growing up, his chest is merle, which is, I've never seen that before. Like, he has like a merle little, like his crest is like merle, which is crazy. Anyway.
Someone's gonna dog nap that dog.
No, they're not. Stop saying that.
Did you see the... I sent you the thing with the... Someone dog-napped that French
How
bulldog?
How many black men are getting their dog naps, though? It's just people do... Listen. There's danger associated with me. Just don't fuck with me and my dogs. You know what I'm saying? That's like one of my kids. Hold on. What happened?
I forgot to put the things in.
I got it.
You have the dog napping thing?
No, wait. But can people see me? I don't see nothing. It's like on my screen, it's not doing anything.
They should be able to.
All right, yeah, now we back.
So if you scroll down, Amir, did you see this? So someone dog napped this lady's French bulldog.
Why do everybody think that's going to happen to me, though? Y'all scaring me.
And then
y'all
the
keep
French
wishing it on me.
Bulldogs down the street from me, now they're missing. Wait, keep scrolling.
I thought that was a pregnant belly. That's a lady's face.
Wait, play that video.
I saw this video, the woman hanging on the car, but let's play it for the people.
Where's my mouse?
So someone took her dog.
Let's meet that because there's an ad here.
But by it, saying he gonna get dog nap hurts my feelings.
So maybe because he's such a good dog. So that's what she did. So she was like, "You're not taking my dog," and she jumped on the roof of this car.
Where is your pole? Get in a whip. Chase him down.
That's what your dog looks like.
No, I some of the dogs out of the litter look like that. So my dog, you see how my dog looks right here. right? You see, that's Max.
That's a good looking dog, right. Yeah.
You see how he has that white spot on his chest, right? His son looks just like him, but the spot on his chest now is starting to be Merle, like the mom. So he has like, he's already like a solid colored dog, but just with a little special, which I think is really, really like dope. Like I have one that's Pied, which is like white, mostly with the Merle spots. And you're like the third person who said, be careful, that dog gonna get dog napped. It's like, imagine you show somebody a picture of Roman. And they're like, oh my God, he's beautiful. He's going to go missing. You be like, what the fuck? What the fuck are you doing? Like, what are you talking about? Oh, trust me. You're going to be in Target one day. And you're going to have Roman with you. And you're going to turn your back. And someone's going to take Roman. You be like, yo, please, please. Like, that's how I feel about my dogs. It's like, you can't say that. They're going to get dog napped.
Did you see that video of that lady coming out of CVS with her son? And then some guy just grabs the son, and then the father just happens to be right there and beats this guy senseless.
I did see that. I did see that. Once again. Once again, of course you do what he did. Bam, bam, knock him out. Baby, everybody get in the car. Bam, bam, bam. Get to the car. Bam. Get to the pole and do him nasty. Like, what? See, let me explain something. I'm not violent, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hyperactively I'm progressive. I don't know if that's the correct word, but it's like I think about everything. I be prepared for everything. It's like, I just don't want to, I would suggest not fucking with me because it's like, I really feel like, and I think every dad feels like this, like, but like, dog, like right now, let somebody, as many weights as Tony lift, let somebody, let you be like, Tony, some guy just beat me and Roman up at Target, like, like he would be like, rah! You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? Like, and so it's like,
here, I'll send Amir this video.
As your husband, you know that there is a level, there's a Tony that we have not seen that you know. And it's like, as his wife, it's your job to keep that Tony down so that nobody goes to prison.
Well, that's what he said. I just put it on the, I just put the kidnapping video on the file. That's what he said. He said he could not believe that this father stopped beating that guy.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like, I think that you would go insane like a gorilla. Like, just like, I would imagine when him, when, like, when you get done, you punching brains. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, but look, look, look.
Oh, they're really cute.
But look at the chest that he's getting bigger now. Look at that.
That is.
That's going to be so dope. I've never seen that.
Well, I only say that because I told you there was like 2 or 3 French bulldogs that lived up the street from me. And I saw them when I was walking my dog. And now there's missing posters for those dogs. This video of the father beating up the kidnapper.
Right. Yeah, that shit was amazing. You know what I love? I love a good justified ass whooping. Oh my God. It's just like, yeah. Like people cheering, old ladies cheering, whoop his ass! Whoop his ass! Everybody, yeah, it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like the end of Friday when Craig beat up Debo. Everybody was outside like, yeah! It'd be a good ass whooping when it's justified.
But see, why did he just grab that kid like that? That is so creepy. He just comes in, doesn't know anything about this kid, and just grabs him. And then luckily the father is there.
Ooh, that sweater saved him a couple blows.
He tried to run up out of there.
Ooh, he hanging with the dad. Oh, the dad was getting his ass whooped. That's what the fuck happened. This ain't the one I saw. The dad got his ass whooped. Oh, man.
Wait, we're going
to
see.
Look, the sweater saved a nigga. When you feel that sweater coming off, you got to pull your hands off and start hitting with the uppercut because they're not protected in here. The sweater's here. When the sweater start coming up, you got to hit a nigga with the ball is tipped. You got to play golf on the nigga shit.
You can grab the sweater with one hand and hit him with
the other. Right. Once you got the sweater up, you see it's coming. You let the nigga get the whole sweater off. You let him get more comfortable than you. You got on a sweatshirt. He got on now just a long sleeve tee. Perfect for fighting. Perfect for fighting. You a long sleeve tee on a nigga? Shit, you don't know where them blows come from. You don't know how thick a nigga arms is. Long sleeve tee. Look at this big ear motherfucker right here. He heard everything. I heard what happened. This is Miami Beach Live Bad. This is Alfred, and I heard what happened.
That's why he's a reporter.
this is Alfred speaking with Miami News, and I heard the news. This nigga got the perfect ears for the news. God damn. Like a big ass mouse face, nigga. Anyway, so yeah. Anyway, no, Maya, people aren't going to steal my dog, But if somebody looking for a Frenchie, I have two. The other one just look like a gangster. This nigga just look gangster. Hold on. Let me show you the gangster one first. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on. Get it in the good. Oh, there you go. Bam. Right? There you go. 17 weeks. He's gangster. This guy, the lover boy right here, right? Look at that. Look at the crest. I don't know if y'all can see that crest. I'm going to zoom in. This nigga's crest is Murrah. I've never seen that. Y'all need to call me and get these puppies. Hold on. We're going to let it zoom in. Let it zoom in.
So the camera of autofocus is there you go.
It'll do it. Yeah. That's hard. Somebody said that they look like Ryan Davis. Hilarious. Shout out to Ryan Davis, though, man. That nigga do like a garbage man, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, in the face. Like, hey, how you doing, though? Came to get your recycles. Came to get your recyclables.
The Rock was the best show. I don't care what anyone says.
Eleanor! But Ryan is actually my friend, though. Like, Ryan is cool. But David Lucas, what the fuck?
David Lucas, what happened with that?
Do you know who David Lucas is?
No.
David Lucas, body full of mucus. You don't know David Lucas? He's big and fat. Anyway.
What happened to him?
I'll tell you in a second. But before I do that, I didn't even introduce Amir. We didn't talk about what he had on or nothing. We didn't do the Amir gear segment. So Amir is in the building. Black hoodie, which I don't blame him. I got on a black hoodie too. It's raining outside, you know. Him and his Uncle Death are probably backspin. Well, I talked to Amir. We got things a little, you know. Listen, this is what I told Amir. It's your life until I come take it. But for now, you're good. He goes, he wears his black. He's doing his thing. Anyway, Amir, how you doing, brother?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Is that a Mario bomb on that shirt?
Nah, it's this is the hundreds, but it's made by Kenny Scharf.
Oh, the hundreds bomb. Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's hard. All right, man. See, listen, man. Amir is like that young nigga, how the old nigga be like, what y'all wearing? What's that? Oh, okay. Oh, that shirt is the bomb, huh? It's a bomb shirt. That's a nice bomb shirt. You know what I'm saying? So, all right. David Lucas, first of all, no, I'm not going to do that yet. I'm not going to do that yet. Because I want to talk about...
The gummies.
Not just the gummies, but... shout out to Nico's Kitchen, man. Like, I really feel great on these gummies. Have you been taking your gummies?
I haven't. And Tony has been as well.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. I don't even know. I don't, you know, listen. Does he like them?
He said they're okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. You know what that means. Anyway, yeah, but not just the gummies, man. The applesauce, the yin and the yang. And she gave me some things, some points, man, because I always do these ads just from my heart. You know, it come from my heart because I'm just really honest about it. And not to mention, she also shared with me, and I don't know, how transparent, but, like, she said that you guys have been, the response has been overwhelming. And I appreciate the fact that you guys are having an overwhelming response over there because that's, I'm not going to put y'all on nothing that I don't believe in, that I have not wore, that I have not eaten, or, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, it's like I believe in this product and I have a platform and it's like, man, we got to tell each other the secrets. We can't gatekeep. Like, this is one of the secrets. You know what I'm saying? Like, this CMOS and, you know what I'm saying? Like, being able to get it like this and being able to give y'all a discount, it's like, dog, that's sharing the sauce with y'all. And so I really appreciate, her trusting us to be able to, she is for sure our favorite supplier of CMOS and plant-based supplements. Let me tell you this. I've been taking it and, y'all have already heard my, you know what I'm saying? I'm walking around with a new attitude. You know what I'm saying? I'm walking around with a new attitude, just a little bit of bounce in my step. You know what I'm saying? It's like I got that thing on me. You know what I'm saying? I wish one of these motherfuckers would in here. If they was like, help! Help! Is there a doctor in the house? You'd be like, is there a doctor in the house? Well, help! We need an emergency! Who got that dick? I'd be like, right there, I got the CMOS on me! What y'all need? You know what I'm saying? Not like that, though. You know, because my wife be like, so you just gonna just donate the dick? Because somebody say, but if it's an emergency, and I'm trying to save a life, quickly, quick, She used to be a porn star, and she can only survive if somebody put their dick in her mouth. I'm like, God damn, we need her. We're running out of time. It's like, take a scene while it's going to be, boom, 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 boom. I bet, I tell you what, I bet that bitch lived. All right, but no, so, you know, as always, man, y'all know what to do. Shout out to Nico. She got the Yang Sea Moss Gel that's been restocked. The Sea Moss gummies, of course, are always there. Place your order today at NicoKitchenShop.com. And make sure you use the promo code CPSENTME for an exclusive 25% off offer. That's 25% off. That means you paying a quarter less. Let us handle that. That's how much that we believe in it. Let us handle that. And if you don't like it, if you ever got a problem with it, send that shit to me. Because I'm going to tell you what, it's never going to be a dick emergency. There is so much I want to tell you. So much you can tell you. Okay, I'm sitting on top of a building with my dick hanging out. Like, I wish one of these bitches. What? Man! Who is that? It's Dick Man.
I hope nobody at home draws that picture and sends it to you on Instagram.
There is so much I want to tell you. So much.
Look through his Instagram DMs.
Watching over the city. You know.
Because they could easily do that, especially you the person.
You became my power, my pleasure, my pain. Babe. I mean, they could draw what the fuck they want. I don't have to promote it. They just have a dick drawing of me out there. If they want to do that, waste their time. If I don't like that bitch, if I don't think the dick look right, I'm not finna post that.
Do you hear that, people? You got to make the dick look right.
It got to be a sea moss out. You know, can a sea moss taking the dick out of it like that? There is so much I want to tell you. Watching over the city. You could be Batman, too. Go to NicoKitchenShop.com. You could be the dick man of your neighborhood. You just sit on top of the dresser, wait for your wife to come out of the closet. You be like, I've been watching you. You're in danger. She be like, I'm not. I just got out of the shower. You became Rotary. I'm telling you. Next thing you know, bam, children running around. Hey, and then they grew up, start taking dick mosses. I mean, sea mosses.
That's going to be the name now.
Yeah, that's good branding.
Duh, I'm telling you. Yeah. Hey, man. Anyway, man. So, yeah. NicoKitchenShop.com. CP sent me. 25% off. How dope is that? Now, this nigga David Lucas. Matter of fact, fuck this nigga. Let's not even do that. Let's go to something.
Yeah, because we have a lot of really interesting news. Do you want to actually ruin your day?
No.
Okay.
I just ruined my fucking day talking about that little baby planet that is running around telling jokes about, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you know, he got his own little gravity. Burgers just like, poof. He be like, where'd this burger come from?
I lost my burger on the freeway and it flew to David Lucas's chest. It flew to David Lucas's.
Wait, did you see this video? And I'm going to shout out Arze Parks. He's on my Patreon. And he sent me this video. You see this video?
Mm-mm.
This is AI. It's not a real cat.
Okay. So look, pause it real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you why this doesn't impress me. Because a cat is a cat. Essentially, all cats look alike. That's how you know.
No, they don't. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, Maya.
That's not true.
That's how you know that it's a cat.
I'll let you say a lot of things, but you can't just sit up here and lie.
House cats have a house cat look to them. And you know. Don't look in the mirror. She's looking in the mirror like, please, Amir. He's talking about cats. Now, that's where I draw the line. His dog can get dog napped, but all cats can't look alike. What I'm telling you is this. You can tell a fourth grader to draw a cat, Maya, and if they, like, you would know that it was a cat if you drew it. If a fourth grader drew it, you would know that it was a cat.
But that's, okay, first off, you never had a cat, I take it.
I've had a cat. Like, I mean, I've had.
You've never had a cat.
We had this black cat that I found. We had it for like 2 days before my dad. Let me get that shit out of here.
Yeah. So you never had a cat. That's like saying, okay, a human's got two eyes and a nose and a mouth. All humans look alike. But if you know people, you can tell the difference. Like, you know, I'm not a mirror.
But can I tell you this, though? Like, people are so amazed with this type of imagery that AI is doing when it's like, we do understand that it's just, it like that looks like, you know how AI sources 1,000 things to make one? It takes 6 cats to make this. 6 cats to make this cat. Like this is not hard to do. This is, you know, AI be like, I'm gonna take 1,000 niggas to make a wheels. It takes 6 cats to make this cat right here. And the whole community is like, did you see that AI cat? Did you see the fur? How the fur was? It's a fucking cat, and it's walking like a cat. It took the head off one cat, took the body off another. It's like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something about this that is supposed to be ground.
All right, here's another one. You're gonna talk shit about cats. People are mad at you, cat owners. This video.
This is fake. Look at how it's 2 paws coming off of a paw.
Yeah, the paw thing definitely gave it away.
Yeah, I mean, the paw and the cat are like Garfield. It's a damn near cartoon. It's not even
where's the 2 paws?
Look, that paw, watch. Oh, you can read.
And that person one, is like, fake.
See that? And then the paw still stays there.
That whole video.
And look,
this whole
watch the covers. And look at her. And look at the person.
Oh, where'd her arm go? Yeah,
exactly. The coverage is.
It took her hand. Yeah. I didn't see that part. That's definitely took her hand.
Keep watching this again and again.
Look at her. She obviously has some kind of
hand, and then boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And go back to the beginning. She looked like,
yeah, her teeth was really
what's my man named that's in that wheelchair that they said they had on Epstein Island?
Stephen Hawking.
That's what she looked like. Oh, go to goodness. The beginning. She looked like Stephen Hawking at the beginning.
Oh my God.
I am an AI, bitch.
I would say this isn't this. I saw this one. Terrible. I wasn't impressed with this one. It was more of the, there's a couple other ones that they did that I was like, okay, those look pretty good.
That cat, but I thought looked really good. So,
but the hand, they messed the hand up.
Yeah, they messed the hand up. We're getting to the point, like we're slowly approaching the point where they can start replacing us in video.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And oh man, did you hear that story? Oh wait, you.
I'm on the fence about being replaced by AI as an actor. Let me explain to you why. What was that movie that Will Smith had to fight a younger version of himself as like a sniper?
I know what you're talking about.
Wasn't that recent?
Yeah, it was about like maybe like 5 years ago.
I can't remember the name of it though. But I know which movie you're talking
Anybody
about.
Anybody in the comments like know this movie or like remember the name of it? It was like
Gemini Man? Was it Gemini Man? No. Gemini Man.
Like, you see how like having an AI generated version of yourself in the movie to play off of or to fight against is crazy. So they still used the real Will Smith, but then they had a version of him that was like younger, but it just, this was like CGI. It wasn't AI. So to me, it wasn't as sweet as it could have been because all the scenes looked a little, well, you know how they speed it up and don't get the right speed to like show that. But this
is impressive. It was definitely
was a game changer. Right? But with AI, it could be way better. Way better. You know what I'm saying? And so those are the kind of things where we could benefit off of, you know, like AI and film doing some dope ass shit. Imagine like the movie Us, where the people from the underground version were all AI. And you know what I'm saying? Like that would have been hard. Because, you know, I ain't really like that movie anyway. At least it would have been harder.
Now, this is what's going to happen soon, is that they're going to start taking girls' faces and doing fake AI off them. AI pornography. So this was a copy paste where the boys copy pasted this girl's face onto, you know, fake nude photos. But it's going to start to happen where the young boys, like 8th grade boys who are just demons incarnate, are going to start taking girls' faces and making fake porn.
So, you know, once again, play stupid games, win the grand prize. Like, you're going to run across a girl with a father that's like, oh, nigga, you got to die. And not only do you have to die, but your parents got to die and the dog got to die. You know what I'm saying?
The dog, too.
Oh, the dog's gone. And it can't be a funeral because who gonna plan it? Anybody who can plan it got to go. Like that's diabolical. Y'all just gotta we gonna get to the point where y'all gonna be Jane Doe's. We don't know who this one is because nobody up here to claim it. Like, dog, you fuck with the wrong person and people like that. It's like, oh, okay.
If this is an only child, I can see the parents just being like, yeah, we're gonna go crazy on these people.
Even if it's not an only child, what you mean?
It's just that there's no laws to stop this kind of shit from happening.
Right, I know.
It's just running rampant. But this is gonna be extremely common too. Because it's more about like that sense of ego and pride that, you know, people have when you're a teenager, whatever, and it's like, nah, you know, whatever. It was like, I can't see you naked, but I can make you naked now. Like, that's crazy as fuck.
Well, they can put on porn stars. Yeah, bodies, they make it just videos seem like, and stuff like that.
And all that. That's just crazy. This is like a new level.
I saw like a deep fake porno they had of like Nicki Minaj. Have y'all seen that?
No.
She was like with this chick.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard.
He's like, I've heard of it.
No.
I heard too.
No, I'm serious. I've heard because these are things that if you ever ventured on these sites, they've been talking about this shit for years. But now it's to the point where this can actually be a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't see the technology's all there. It's just a matter of the site legally shutting it down or getting sued.
The thing is that they don't have any rules or regulations on what you can do with this particular software. That's the problem with it now. There's no regulations on what they can use, but this what can be inputted and all that kind of shit.
This infringes on child pornography, though.
It definitely does.
Now, does it? Okay. I'm just saying if they use an adult porn star and they use this 14-year-old girl's face, girl unfortunately committed suicide, this just happened.
Let's get her off the screen. I don't even want to look at this shit.
Yeah.
This world is crazy, man. That's why you got to stay dangerous.
But like everybody has enough pictures of themselves out right now. Everybody that this could happen to.
Of course. Right, they could put a mirror on a female porn star, and that should be crazy, right? But it's just like as these new things happen, like just like with any multi-user dimension, when you add a new level, you know, everything's gonna equal out. Like it's shit that can't happen on Twitter. So there was no Twitter rules before there was a Twitter, right? At one point, you could say whatever you wanted on Twitter. Then we started going back and canceling people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Which is messed up.
But it's messed up, but it needed to happen, though.
Canceling people.
It needed to happen because, number one, if you can't intelligently speak or say, hey, I've changed, this ain't me anymore, or, you know, or if you said some detrimental shit that we know is deep down in you when you thought nobody was looking, you got to go.
I think that, like, are we talking about Kevin Hart when he made that joke in 2010? Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of people were like that in 2010, and then they learned over the past 10 years. So if he learned, we're supposed to forgive. That's just how things work. We can't hold things against people forever.
Right.
And so if at the time it wasn't so bad, and then he learned, and then he apologized, I mean, they say it's a Christian thing to do. It literally is the Christian thing to do. So if we're in a Christian society, I think it just makes things easier to forgive. You know, you're for everything. You know, someone used to be a drug addict and then they recovered and they say, come and say they're sorry. And they give you the money they stole back from you. You got to be like, all right, I forgive you.
Nah, some people got to die, Maya. Some people got to get the fuck home so we can have a peaceful life and not have to worry about them having a relapse on whatever sickness that they had that was going to, you know what I'm saying? Like if you out here fucking with kids, you got to go.
If you're out here,
you just got to get the fuck on. I'm sorry, but you have to get off the earth. That's just it. Like, people can't rest at night knowing that you up late at night like, man, I could really go for a kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, no, you got to get the fuck on. So, yeah, I have no sympathy at all. But
Kevin Hart didn't diddle kids.
Kevin Hart don't got to go. You know what I'm saying? But shit like that. But what I'm saying is like,
there are some things that people just, they reoffend. And certain things, like, it's really hard to stop them. So I get the argument that's like, yo, this guy's going to diddle kids again. We got to stop him, even if it goes around the law. I get that argument.
Right.
Some things can't be forgiven because they won't stop the behavior.
Right. But what I think is like, with the Twitter thing, I was using that as an example of how these new mediums, they reach a peak of no madness, right? Before it levels out to like, all right, what's allowed over here?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's why it's like, you know, it's not a good idea to be in the early adoption stage of a lot of these new things, because you are essentially, like Amir said, you in the Wild Wild West of it. anything can happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, we have to go through this phase of things being ludicrous for everything to kind of like calm down and level out.
I think the problem is there's no opt in for this shit or opt out.
Right. Exactly.
You don't have the choice. You don't have it. Yeah. And people were doing like even 2 years ago when, you know, everybody was doing those pictures. It was like, oh, we got like 10 AI pictures. It's like making these personalities out of me. If you look into the agreements and terms and agreements that everybody just accepts because they don't care to read them, it's basically saying like, well, we own your likeness of these pictures and things that you've sent to us, and we can do whatever we want. We could train however you want. If you're a user on Reddit and you posted some stuff, we can use whatever you put up here and we could train it. That's a new thing that they just said. That's in their agreement. You agree to it, then that's what they got. Mm. All of these things are going to come out, and then even people going to try to sue or any of these kind of things. You have no legal ground to stand on. They have no already legal taken yet. Stuff. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because but that's the whole point. Like,
they're already putting it in writing so that when it comes forward, as this stuff grows, you can go back and look like you already accepted this. And it's like one of those things you didn't know. Of course, right. There'll be some class action lawsuits and stuff like mm-hmm. that as things go on. But I'm just saying it's already in a bad state. And it's only going to become bigger because more people will gain access to these kind of things. And we already know that I don't see too much good in AI. And I feel like that's what a lot of people think anyway. It's not something that is necessary. Like AI was better as a tool to assist, not something to create. And that's when people have gone crazy and decided that we're going to use this to make things, replace things, create things, take over things, instead of it being something just as a tool to assist like it has been for, you know, 20, 30 years or so.
Whenever the tech comes out to assist, it's just a matter of time before the corporate overlords figure out a way to replace a human.
Yeah.
Like the self-checkout, like now the Home Depot up on Sherman Way, there's no regular checkout. It's all self-checkout, and they even give you the gun. Mm-hmm. Ralph's too. Now you got to learn how to use the gun. One of my first jobs was working as a cashier. I'm like, this is somebody's job. They don't even have a regular lines open. It's just now you go to self-checkout. You don't get paid. The prices don't come down. But as soon as technology becomes available, people start using it to make money.
Mm. So let me ask you a question. I'm glad that you said that because I want this Vision Pro, this Apple Vision Pro.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, I'm trying to justify spending the money, right? It's like $3,500, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, and the one I want is probably a little more because I probably would, you know, I'm going to try to get like at least middle of the pack, 512 or a gig or something, a terabyte. But, yeah, I see that the highest one is like 49, I think.
Yeah, this is more storage.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it's essentially from what I gathered from what they said at the store, this is a facial computer. It's not like a video game type of, this is like a whole computer. It has everything that a MacBook has on it. And
better.
Right.
That's why it costs that much.
And so they had doctors the other day wearing these doing a brain surgery.
That makes sense.
They were looking inside of the brain. It was like giving them like zoomed in images of the brain. So that way they're cutting like real time. And I'm like, yo, this is the kind of technology that gets me excited. But then I also understand the truth behind it is that this is the kind of technology that is the gateway to the next AI takeover, right? Like this kind of stuff right here is not just this, it's the Oculus. All this stuff is leading right towards what you're talking about, where shit's not real, people aren't, you know what I'm saying? Like this is really where it's going to go to, but this is the kind of shit, this how they get you. This how they get you right here. Like, because this is, I mean, oh, I need it. Look at this. You can FaceTime on it. It tracks your eyes, and that's how you scroll through stuff.
Yeah, somebody, I was watching a review. Somebody was reviewing this product, and he usually uses a desktop. And he said it wasn't that great for editing, but the next one probably will be. So if you're thinking about spending $3,500, maybe wait a year till the next version comes out.
Wait, yeah. Said
it. I agree. This is the first generation of something that could potentially be big. But for right now, I mean, most people are returning it. That I've seen that had it. I had a friend that bought it and he was just like, I feel like we'll instantly have buyer's remorse after you wear it for a couple hours.
Got you. Yeah, I know.
And I mean, ain't trying to keep you from
doing it. No.
But
I hear you.
Yeah.
Like my kids just got the new Oculus, the new threes. They had the twos, they got the threes, and I just be seeing them laying around. I'd be like, God damn, this bitch was like $600. Yeah. And they just be like, nah. And it's like, I mean,
there's a lot of things with this. Like, people are saying it's heavy on their nose bridge and stuff like that. And it you know, it always has to fit a certain way so it'll mess up your hair. Those are like small complaints, but they're even like being in it, it could work well for your eyes or it can't. And some people just like the text just looks really small, but they also like it's detached from the rest of the ecosystem because it's a separate device. So it's like the things that you want to do are like big iPad apps or anything like that. So you sit in it for 3 hours or whatever, how long the battery lasts, and then that's it. And it's like, well, now I will charge it or whatever the case may be. And it's like a cool concept, but it's like, it's not going to work for everything. And it's not an everyday thing. And the price of it lets you know that it's not for everybody. It's not meant for everybody to have. It's really for developers to take advantage of this stuff and then make something cool for it. So people will be like, oh man, we got to have it. But $3,500 right. for a first generation product mm-hmm. is crazy. It's not meant for everybody. And that's when I saw people like, I'm going to get it. And I'm like, why? And
if,
then I
wait a little bit.
Figure it out.
If my wife called up here, just say that. Like, y'all don't have to, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's paying y'all. Like, I get it. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I think you're right. Absolutely right. And I, you know, I'm not one of the people who's going to be, like, steadfast. If I feel like you make a good point, you make a good point. I can absolutely agree with that. That's very true.
It's a cool piece of tech, though. I would
it's
say
a
that
cool piece of tech. I think that the idea of it gets me excited. And you have, like, version 3 of this might be crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and it's just like the way that we're headed.
That might be some years off, though.
Yeah, of course. But I'm just saying, like, what we're headed for, if this is the beginning of what we're headed for, just know that in a minute, all of that's going to fit inside a pair of Ray-Bans. You can just put that on your face and not have to worry about it all being like, I remember when Google Glass came out.
Yeah, what happened to that? Because this actually looked cool.
It never caught on.
It never caught on. So a buddy of mine got a developer pair. Like, he got a pair sent to him for him to, like, try out. And I put them on. And it's just like, the thing is, you needed the whole world to buy into that. Like, they all needed to buy in because you were going to walk down the street and stuff could be augmented, like, you know, stuff that only you can see. McDonald's got a new sale. You'll walk down the street and, like, a burger would come out and spin around. That's how it's supposed to be. And I think that might be how it's going to start being with the Vision Pro.
They're so big and kind of bulky. I don't know if we can, at least Google Glass, you know, it looked cool.
Right, but Google Glass didn't have, like, you had to do all of this stuff. It didn't have, like, this. Like, yeah. You just walk around with
it. And it's more like, since it was actually glasses, you just look through.
Right.
And the Vision Pro thing is, like, it's taking an image from cameras and it's computing it. Everything that's happening is coming back to your eyes in 12 milliseconds, which is, that probably is the craziest part to me, that it's able to take, it basically has video cameras that are running all the time, adjusting the light so that you can see what it looks like in the best, in, you know, best case scenario, computing all that shit, coming back, and then hitting the display back to your eyes in 12 milliseconds. That is nuts as hell.
And so basically, it's looking as smooth as real life.
Yeah, 12 milliseconds is not perceptible to the eye as like a serious delay. Because other headsets, if they're using AR, if there's a delay, it gives you that motion sickness, that feeling that you're slightly behind. Whereas 12 milliseconds is...
That's not much at all. But you know what? As far as a movie goes, you remember that movie Oculus with Mirror?
I remember Ready Player One.
Oh, no. It was a horror. But what if someone hacks this? What if someone hacks this and turns people you're seeing into zombies and makes you go on a killing spree and then sets you up for murder?
Maya.
That's a Black Mirror episode.
You could just take them off and then you would know that everybody's not a zombie.
And if someone's coming at you.
Maya's like, what if you kill your family because you're wearing the Vision Pro? It's like, I mean, because, you know, they have the augmented. So, okay, like on the Oculus 3, they have this augmented reality game. I think we talked about it where, like, you put it on, it'll map out your room, and then you're fighting zombies that are breaking into your house, and it's your house. So they're coming through your door, they're coming up through the windows, and you gotta, like, run, and you know what I'm saying? Like, and they're in your bedroom, and you know? And so, yeah, I mean, theoretically, they have the software that can make things around you look very scary. All it would take is for them to have one of those, like, Snapchat filter type of situations so that everybody you look at becomes filtered like that.
It could happen, especially with Elon Musk working on the Neuralink.
I think that I need some water. I ain't like how that just snapped like that, but that sounds like gossip. I'm gonna tell you what, but no. I think that I think that movies like Ready Player One, they were telling us, like,
who directed that? Was that Spielberg?
I think so, yeah.
Did he produce it or he directed it?
It was so much IP in that movie. I mean, it was like a commercial for everything that's ever been. Was it Steven Spielberg?
Yeah.
I mean, he's dope, man. I gotta give props. Steven Spielberg be doing some shit.
What did we watch last night of his that was really good? We watched War of the Worlds.
I said War of the Worlds is one of the ones I remember watching.
War of the Worlds, you remember that one? War of the Worlds
was fire, yep, I do.
I saw that in theaters.
We rewatched that, and I was like, I vaguely remember it. I remember it being so good, but yeah, he can direct a movie.
Yeah, DJ next year. You're right. I probably will be happy that I didn't. Somebody said the audio tripping now. Is it back, MacNeef? Is it back for everybody else? Is the audio still messed up? We're having a bad storm out here, man. LA is not built for rain. It just gets sad around this bitch when it rains.
Everybody's just canceled everything.
But it'd be so beautiful after it get done. Like when that sun first come out and all that smog then got washed out the air, you'd be like, oh shit. You'd be seeing mountains you didn't even know. You'd be like, oh damn.
Yeah, there's a mountain like right there.
Yeah.
That's how I think that smog is. Purple haze everywhere.
Yeah. It's like breath and burps. You just walking through a bunch of just bum poots. Ugh.
Do you want to hear something really crazy? Like really, really crazy.
Yeah, but I wanna expound on alien time travel. I saw another video where they were talking about the physics of it and how they think that the reason why these aliens or these not aliens but these UAPs are moving ways that we have never seen before is because they are. This is one that I saw. Now this is new. We haven't seen this, right?
I don't think
I
so.
I haven't seen
it. Man, I showed my wife. She's like, I saw that. I'm like, you ain't never seen this. Because I ain't never seen this.
Your wife can see some stuff she
how the hell she's seen. I see everything she's seen. Now, I'm going to tell you what that look like. That look like us. That's a reverse engineered craft that I think we have. Because that's not even really moving UFO-y for real.
So why is it so small? It does, like, it does look very small.
And this person says, welcome to the age of Sora AI, which is what we were just talking about with the cats. Yeah, that's like every single video we see now, we don't know if it really happened or not.
It really could be Sora AI.
This person says, that's why AI sucks. We'll never believe anything again. For all we know, it's true.
But just think about this, though. Maybe that was in the plan, right? Like, AI, that's just AI. They could blame that on anything. It's just AI. It's like, damn. You're right. That does suck. Because now it's like, oh, well. Oh, well. But now I saw this video where they were talking about how basically, like, look at that.
Yeah. I mean, it looks cool. Could be a movie. It could be AI. Could be real.
Damn. Somebody said it was a stingray. It do like a little stingray.
It's just so small in perspective to everything else.
Well, I mean, it looks like it's the size of a medium-sized plane.
Yeah, but I say it looked like a fighter jet.
Hell no. Nah. He's in a small plane.
Right. He's in a small plane.
He's in a small plane, and that's smaller than that. This is one of those.
But who said it's smaller than that? Amir, I think, because we didn't even see the wings of the plane he in.
That look out. I'm just saying, like, a perspective. If it was bigger, you would know it was bigger. It doesn't even look that far away.
It doesn't look far away.
It doesn't look far away. And then it gets closer. It's like you can see more of the details on it. But his plane that he's in is not that big. If he's the pilot, he's in the front, and I can see the propeller wings from the wing of the plane.
So you kind of imagine the size.
Yeah, like a perspective. He's in one of those like the, I don't even know what they're called, but the smaller plane. He's not in a commercial jet. He's in a smaller plane, and that thing is that small. That makes me be like, I don't know, bro. That should look like a Cheez-It out there in the sky.
Yeah, it looks like it's just big enough for one person or one body to be in, if there's a body. Or it's a drone.
No, it could be no drone. Not way up there, but
it could be a government drone.
Oh, yeah, it definitely could be a government drone for sure. But that's what I'm saying, though. I think that this is some government-type shit. Like, this don't look like it's not acting like a usual UAP. And what I mean by that is, like, UAPs are so evasive. They don't even, you know, they kind of don't be wanting to be seen a little bit. So I feel like they got that zippy fast thing. That wasn't that fast. This is like it's running on gas.
I wish the video was longer so we could see as a perspective as it goes.
You see how it approached? Like, that was just like, that's
you
I don't believe
how
that.
When skydivers, they free fall and then they eject their, that's what it looks like in the free fall portion. You see that guy that from like Red Bull, he dove from space and he was just kind of like flying squirrel and then took the thing out.
It kind of does look like shape.
I see what you're saying. Like those people who wear those suits that they're just like, it's like something ain't right.
What were you saying? You saw something different than this.
So yeah, it was just a video. Amir, can you bring up my YouTube? Because I was watching it on my YouTube today. I was eating some Chick-fil-A, and I just put it on in the car.
You want to say something What's that? Is controversial? I've never eaten Chick-fil-A before.
Really?
Never.
I thought I was... Well, I'm going to tell you like this. Wait, go ahead. What you about to say?
I'll say it's... Chick-fil-A... When did Chick-fil-A get to L.A.?
I don't remember. I wasn't here.
It was like 10 years ago.
It was like when?
It was like 10 years ago, right? It was only like one in West Hollywood?
Yeah, it was probably only like one. In Hollywood, you mean?
Sunset. Like Hollywood, Sunset and like Highland.
Yeah, West Hollywood, Hollywood area. Yeah.
So that I feel like that was the introduction to it for people that were in L.A. It didn't become that popular. And then you lived in...
Well, like, I would drive by, but the only time I drove by it was like on Sunday. It would be closed or else it would be line out the door. I'm like, I'm not waiting in line.
Yeah,
because
it was like probably the only one. Yeah. But even, I'm saying like before you even came to LA, they probably didn't even have them.
No, I never heard of it before that one opened up.
Yeah, it was Southern thing. Started in Atlanta, then it blew up out here. But I mean, it's not like, I'm not going to say it's crazy. It's just consistent. That's why people go to Chick-fil-A. It's consistent. No matter which Chick-fil-A you go to, it's going to taste the same. And I think that is the craziest part about like their craftsmanship, they got that shit down to a T.
No matter where
I go, it's the same.
It really is good, but the thing is, you gotta get the right stuff. Like today, I tried to be healthy because I'm like, man, I don't want to be eating no fucking Chick-fil-A, man. I'm trying to just semi watch my shit a little bit. So I got a grilled chicken sandwich, but that grilled chicken tastes like rubber, and I was like, man, it don't hit the same at all. I'm like, why would y'all do this? I like the grilled nuggets. The grilled nuggets be kind of fire. They like got a season to them. They're nice. But that, man, that chicken sandwich is pretty good. It's good. It's not as good as the Popeye's chicken sandwich. Have you had that one?
Yeah. Because Popeye's been around for a while.
Right. Popeye's chicken sandwich is good. Who else got a good chicken sandwich?
Popeye's been open longer than Chick-fil-A, though. That I don't know.
Yeah, I think it has.
I think so. Well, I've had access to Popeye's.
But see, in Atlanta, I don't know how they had it down there.
Chick-fil-A been around since the 40s, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure how old Popeye's. It could be.
Oh, yeah, I don't think Popeye's been around.
But they didn't have a chicken sandwich before it. Chick-fil-A invented the chicken sandwich. That's their claim.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Huh. Damn, okay. I didn't know that. But who else got a good chicken sandwich? You know who was good as fuck, low-key, as a restaurant? It's Culver's.
Never had it, but I've heard of it. I heard
a
lot of it.
Man, Culver's go crazy. If you in a city around somewhere where they got a Culver's, they got a fish sandwich that tastes like fish and chips damn near. Like, not no, you know, processed bullshit. That shit is, like, flaky, like fire. Burgers are good. I got little burgers. Hold on. Let me see. Culver's is currently available in 26 states. California is not one of them. Five popular fast food restaurants that you will not find in California.
There's a lot of regulation to opening stuff up in California.
Whataburger. Fire. I like Whataburger a lot. They got these little honey butter biscuits. Shout out to my nigga Black Ryan. Every time I go see Black Ron, they go, oh, tell me, we go to Whataburger. That nigga fuck with Whataburger.
Wait, what is this? What
Culver's, Bojangles, Zaxby's.
Bojangles is so good.
But
you never had Bojangles?
Hell yeah, I had Bojangles.
You got to get the chicken biscuit, though. That's the thing.
But I'm going to tell you what my problem with Bojangles, bro. And I be in the South, so it'd be hot. And I wake up after eating Bojangles, and like I could feel the grease on my skin. Like I could shave with that shit. I'd be like, God damn, this chicken is greasy as hell.
Nah, it is. It is. But I like Bojangles. And Zaxby's. Zaxby's better than Cane's. That's my controversial
take. Zaxby's is better than Cane's. White Castle is fire. We got that in Michigan.
Yeah, I've heard of White Castle too.
White Castle is fire.
White Castle Crystals. They got Crystals out here?
No, they ain't got Crystals out here. They might have a White Castle out here though. Or I guess they said they don't actually.
Oh yeah, well that's on the list that don't they don't have.
Somebody said only thing good at Whataburger is the chicken and the honey butter breakfast biscuit. I do like the chicken and honey breakfast biscuit. Also, I fuck with that burger, that Whataburger fire, and I fuck with what else they got that's good.
Zaxby's is nasty. That's crazy.
Somebody said Zaxby's nasty.
They've definitely dwindled down in quality, but I had Cane's like 3 weeks ago. Not it, bro. Not even.
I fuck
not,
with Cane's. I ain't cool, gonna lie to you. I'm
sauce,
not even
if they didn't have that sauce, their chicken is extremely bland.
But they do have that sauce. And that sauce makes and it. And they chicken hit like a mid fish. Think about it.
Not good to me.
I mean, but
it's very bland. I'm just saying, like, you took a 3 and made it a 6. That's with the sauce. That's what I'm saying.
Man, I ain't never had. I think I have had a couple bites without the sauce and not gave a fuck.
Man, lemonade wasn't hitting either. I was just like, I'm disappointed.
Man, I'm about to get some Cane's tonight. I'm about to call my wife. Like, don't cook. No, we took them steaks out. God damn it. Grown folks shit.
Always got to eat the steaks.
Always got to take the steaks out. I made some oxtails a couple weeks ago.
You were talking about that.
Yeah, I made it for Valentine's Day. Yeah, ghetto ass Valentine's Day.
Hey, oxtails on Valentine's Day, they sound crazy.
It was cool. I wanted to take her out. We went to, but my babysitter is not available anymore, so we had to restructure our plans, which is cool. You know, it's like, fuck it, I cooked. And this is my first time making oxtails. I made them in a pressure cooker. They was really good.
Nice.
They smashed them. Every time I cook, man, I be so like, critique-y about my own food. I was like, man, I could have made these bitches better. I be cooking like a motherfucker though. I be forgetting to film it sometimes. Like, I don't be caring, man.
Just take a picture when it's all said and done. What I do is if it turns out really good, I made the food well, then I note what I did immediately after, because then I'm going to forget if I wait a few days and be like, Tony's like, oh, I like this. That. Okay, that's note this recipe.
Got you. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. I saw this lady today. I got to stop watching white people recipes because we don't got the same stomachs. Like this lady, she had like a pie crust, right? Mm-hmm. This looked fire. Then she put some Doritos in the bottom of the pie crust.
Okay.
Then she put hamburger meat. Then she took sour cream and salsa, whipped it up, made like a pink sauce, put that on there, put another layer of Doritos, cheese, right? Put some butter on the cheese, put it in the oven. Automatically, sour cream in the oven. It's like my dog, but oh, my stomach is bubbling. Like,
yeah,
you can't. I don't think you
top it afterwards.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's what I said. I'm like, yo, you can do the sour cream and shit. I don't even need to be. And I was like, man, or like you see the people who be making all that spaghetti and shit on their counter, like just like. I know.
Well, I mean,
makes you want to go in the house and kill
them. If they've tested their counter, like if they really like disinfected their counter and then had
but
like,
why are you doing that?
I don't know why. Attention.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Because no one else, I can't think of another reason to do it.
I'd be forgetting about Cloud. Like, oh yeah, Cloud is. It was these girls back in the day making these ice cream sundaes in toilets. Have you ever seen that?
No.
They were filling up. Amir, have you ever seen this? White people on Instagram back in the day, they was filling up their toilets with like ice cream and making like big sundaes in the toilet.
Yeah, yeah. I
don't know why I saw it, but yeah, I've seen it.
It's like
they were just pouring it in there, or were they like making ice cream?
Like making like pouring a bunch
Either
of
way,
ice cream in
yes.
there, putting whipped cream.
This actually happened, Mike.
Wait,
I don't know
but
why.
But is it a new toilet they just got from the Home Depot?
That's what you would think, right? Know. But here it is installed in their crib.
We don't know.
And the toilet probably been installed that day. Like they just installed
that
toilet.
God, you think so? You like Maya?
That's what we would hope.
These people are crazy.
We don't know.
Pull it up. Let's
like people licking ice cream.
Let's look at the
in
footage.
The store years ago. You remember that shit?
They was doing what?
Remember they was licking like?
Oh my God!
They need to go to jail. Those people need to go to jail.
2020 was
talk about it, Maya. Can we kill them?
You have to
Thank
one
you.
Because you need to set a precedent.
Thank you. Let's get yeah. Make an example.
Wait, is this is just a dish?
No. This ain't what it is. It was two white girls, and they was making ice cream in the toilet.
Is this black guy judging them?
Yep, I'm sure it is.
Oh my God.
It must be a new toilet. It's got to be a new toilet.
What does he just spray? Oh, that's whipped cream.
That's whipped cream. Look at him.
Wait,
look at the back. Look at the back. Oh, she gonna flush that down into there?
Wait.
No.
I'm assuming this toilet is new. That's...
Even if it is new, I still.
I'm assuming this toilet is new. Man, I'm just gonna assume. That's where you put a bunch of tetanus shots.
White people need help.
Duh, look at this shit. And then she flushed it, you motherfucker.
Nah. Because it must not be hooked up to anything.
Still.
Because otherwise it would go down.
This bitch.
The French have a wedding.
God damn it.
The French have a wedding tradition where they serve you champagne and chocolate in like a bedpan on your wedding day. So it's supposed to be a play on
poop and pee,
but also, like, you know, back in the day, you wouldn't go to the bathroom. You know, you have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. You take out the bedpan from underneath the bed, and that's what you would do. So you would be shitting near your wife a lot.
Hold on. Why, though?
Because they don't have a bathroom.
Oh, yeah. They didn't have a bathroom, but they ain't got a room where they can go put the bedpan at? See, that's my problem with people not being innovative. We're going to have a room for the bedpan, right? We ain't even call it in the bathroom. We didn't know where the bathroom is, but we're going to have a room for the bedpan. I'll be right back. I'm going to go to the bedpan room.
Because I feel uncomfortable with the idea of getting up in the middle of the night. First of all, everyone's in that room, too.
I would go, oh, everybody in the same room?
Well, back in the day, you didn't have money like that. Regular people, unless you were rich, you didn't have money to have a bunch of different bedrooms.
Yeah, you don't take that goddamn pan out on the porch. It's like, what the fuck? And lay down and take you a shit like a normal human? Yeah, man. I don't know what the fuck wrong. Anyway, this guy's talking about aliens. And, well, matter of fact, yeah, we could play a little bit of it. Shout out to Joe Rogan, man. I like his podcast. I don't watch it. All I watch is clips, though. I don't ever see the episodes. I ain't never seen more than 20 minutes of a consecutive Joe Rogan podcast.
Really?
But the clips, it seemed like all the best shit they took out, and you can get it like that.
That's true.
Maybe we need to do that with our shit. Pull some clips out. And, you know what
I think
saying?
So.
Yeah, I'd just be too, man. I'd be too busy.
Yeah, I think we should definitely do that.
I'm never going to get rich, man.
Don't say that.
Maya, you don't just said my dog is going to get dog nap. I'm all still right. hurting.
I'm just telling you to watch
I am
out.
Still.
Then you're going to be on the roof of a
listen.
Car, and I'm like, oh, my God, that is CP.
Yeah, you're going to see me on the news. Another news. but I'm going to tell you what. Max, my dog Max, you can't dog nap him. Cause he's gonna bite the shit out of you, like he's already known in these streets. Like you're not about to pick him up and just think you're about to take him. Now this puppy I got, this nigga man, Jesus Christ, anybody could take him. Tyrion Lannister could just come up and just pick him up. We'd be running with him over his head. This nigga peed on my foot the other day. I was like, oh, this nigga might be
peed on your foot.
On my foot, fam.
All right, that's mad disrespectful from a dog.
He loves me.
But he's testing boundaries. All right. You're going to get Caesar Milan, the dog guy.
To come. You ever seen him get bit? I'd be like, yeah, motherfucker, because you can't talk to this goddamn dog. He'd be like, give me the dog. Can I see the dog? Oh, he's okay. Whoa, whoa. He got me. Oh, okay, whoa. Oh, he kicked the shit out of this one dog. I'm like,
really?
What?
I didn't see him kick this
dog. Oh, he burnt. Yeah. And then he'd be like, burnt. You have to kick it. Burnt. You have to let it know. You know, I'm like, no, nigga. No, cut. He bit you. You're not, it's like, bro, some dogs got to die. But this motherfucker.
Why are you trying to kill everything today?
Oh, no, man. I am feeling killy.
Yeah. Feeling... You need to take some more sea moss.
Well, that's the thing. Then I'm going to be on the roof looking over the city. Wait on my wife. He got the shower. There. But
we can watch this. I just think if a dog pees on your foot.
You think I should kick it? You think I should kill it? Listen.
No, you shouldn't kill it. And you should never kill it.
I spanked him.
Yeah. I put his nose in it. You put his nose in it.
And I cussed. I was like, what the fuck? Damn. Because
you know, like wolves, they'll just like nip them. They get out of line. The alpha will just like nip them. You ever seen an alpha put the beta or whatever in line.
Nah. But yeah, so I should start biting them, huh? I used to bite Max when he was a kid.
I don't think you should. I just take your hand and like.
I love Max, man. I love Max so much, man. He never chewed a shoe.
Really?
Yeah. I take that back. He did chew my daughter's Vampirina shoes years ago, but they was ugly. I feel like he just was like, man, she needed a different kind of swag on her. But if he chewed one of my shoes, man, I love him so much that I would probably chew the other shoe just to be like, what's in it for you? And I'd be like, oh, these Jordans are chewy.
Was it leather?
It was like patent leather, some shoes. She was at that age. She was like, you know, this is like years ago. It's like 4 years ago. She was at that age where she just wanted shoes with cartoon people on them. You know what I'm saying? And so she got the Vampirinas.
My dog started to eat a leather bag I had, and it was real leather. And it wasn't cheap. And he started eating it. And I was so mad at him. But then I was like, I love you, little Doyle.
Aww. Oh, it was Doyle? Aww,
you know. Doyle was an asshole. I love that dog, but yeah. He was an asshole.
What?
Doyle? Doyle?
Shout out to Living Your Life, how the fuck you is.
I love that dog. But
he was?
Yeah, he was a total asshole.
I never met that energy with him. The couple times that I've been around him.
When we brought Roman home from the hospital, Doyle like peed at Tony's feet. Like at his feet. We knew he knew better. Basically. And then Tony was like, what are you doing? Because he was mad because we left him for, you know, 4 or 5 days to be in the hospital.
Oh.
So he did that. He peed on one of my shoes one time. And I had to be assert dominance. And that was annoying. But no, Doyle was a total asshole.
Was this like towards the later years?
No, the peeing on my shoes thing happened very early. And then I was like, you're being a jerk. And he was like, yeah, I am.
Dang, he said that?
I love it when dogs talk back, bro. That man, is so bro. Funny.
Yeah. Like, no. Like, Rottweilers? Anybody got a Rottweiler? No. They speak. Like, if you think, like, if you didn't know them, you would think that they're being aggressive. They'll even show their teeth and everything, but it's just them, like, talking. Like, pull up a Rottweiler talking, and you'll see. You'd be like, you'll be scared. Fuck this video about the aliens. We're going to talk about some other shit. Like, because it's just like, I ain't like how my man explained it. He did like, what would you do, baby?
I actually watched this episode, because I do watch the whole ones, and the way he explains things.
Oh, you did
things,
watch the whole ones?
Of course.
Oh, excuse me.
I put it on in the background.
Excuse
watching my
me. You watched the whole ones. He did like Robin Thicke dad to me.
that's Eric Weinstein. That's Brett Weinstein's brother. Brett got in trouble on Joe Rogan just now, too.
What Brett do?
Brett said that he was entertaining the idea that HIV does not cause AIDS. It's a conspiracy theory. So he got in trouble. So the family's kind of...
I got shit to do with you. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah. No, but he has a problem explaining things so that people can understand it. It's like, know your audience, you know?
Mm-hmm. Go to videos.
Rottweiler scares people. She just wants to say hi. This one, Will the Talking Rottweiler.
It's like they do like that Lassie shit. You be like, what is it, boy?
Yeah, he's talking.
You know what I hate? Like, that's a beautiful dog, right? But it's not a beautiful Rottweiler. If that makes sense to you.
Oh, it's not for its breed?
It doesn't have breed standards. Like that long nose and that kind of like short head, it's like, dang, that's not a good Roddy.
That looks like my dog. The face shape looks like my dog, Luca.
Yeah.
Oh, I love you. Yes, I do, but I'm busy right now.
Yeah, Max talks like this too, but he sounds way more intelligent. Max could wear some glasses or something.
Oh, I've seen this one.
Look at that face, man. Look at that Poonam. Just a good dog. Man, it's just not a good Rottweiler. Go to like German Rottweiler. Even that one at the top where it says angry about the nail clip.
The nail clip one is hilarious.
Yeah. Like these are, you see that head right there?
This one?
Yep. Let's see what they're talking about.
Big face.
I mean...
The German Rottweiler. Woo! Look at that. Why you leave a tail on it? See, that's like the American Rottweiler.
Where's the cutie?
Yeah, it's cute. But it's not the Rottie. And then it might have a Swiss that got the little white on it. I don't know if y'all have seen those. Or Roman. That's my favorite one right there. Those are the ones. Even though they look dumb as hell. He look dumb. Like, I don't know.
It does look like a pit bull to me.
Yeah, it looks like a pit. To me, it looks like a pit bull.
That was a dumbass video. Can we go to another one?
They have like best in breed kind of things where they tell you like, oh, this is the star Rottweiler. Do you ever watch the dog agility competitions?
Yeah. Yeah. On those, you know what my favorite dog on those is the Malinois. Can you pull up Malinois?
We talked about this before.
Did we talk about it before?
We talked about these dogs before.
These are some of the most agile dogs. And they look like German Shepherds.
Oh, the police dog.
Yeah. And you think most of the police dogs are German Shepherds, but they're not. If it's a fucking Malinois, them bitches are super dogs. ATX Terrestrial, Dijonais, Zaynova, Magnif, what up? Man, I'm not gonna be back on Squadcast, man. Shout out to Squadcast. Those are my guys and girls. But I just think that I got it to a point in my career, man, where I gotta go to the next thing. So something had to go. You know what I'm saying? In order, you know, I'm going to like another plateau on this comedy thing, and I'm gonna be taken serious. And I gotta just get more exclusive. You know what I'm saying? Like start doing things where I can. Like this platform where I can kind of say what I want and kind of just be my own thing. I can't, you know, this shit is golf. It ain't basketball. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Special is dropping soon, man. There's so much editing, man. It's just like, dog, I don't even want to talk about it. It's coming, though. It's so funny. It's so funny, man.
I heard about the sketch you shot here.
Mm-hmm.
The intro.
Somebody said, speaking of Boss Baby, what I think about JD outfit at the Super Bowl. He's like a cute-ass Easter baby. Like, the little socks on. Like, go up there and show everybody them socks. I thought Will.i.am was Kanye. I thought he was CeeLo.
I thought he was CeeLo, too. I was like, they're really going to bring CeeLo mm-hmm. on here?
CeeLo would have turned that bitch out.
There was that thing that CeeLo got in trouble for.
What'd he do?
Where he raped that girl?
Man, fat people can't rape nobody. Amir's face be like, dog, you can't say this. I'm just saying, man, if you let a fat nigga rape you, you out of shape.
He drugged her.
Oh, he drugged her. See, damn. Yeah, that's fucked up. Say that. Because you make it seem like he caught her. Like, chased her down. Like, you let CeeLo catch you on a straightaway in an alley. But damn, for real, he raped, he drugged her?
Yeah. So here's what happened. He basically said, how did she get raped? She wasn't even conscious for it.
He said that?
Do you remember this? Am I imagining this? Amir, you remember this?
I'm sorry, I don't wake up to look up CeeLo Green news anyway.
Too much about CeeLo like that,
I don't look up big moo-moo niggas to figure out what the fuck they doing.
Oh, yeah. CeeLo Green. It isn't rape if the victim is unconscious.
Jesus Christ. He don't know the rules. And why he wearing that damn kimono in court? He like he about to go haunt iguanas.
If he had said sorry, but when he said that, I'm like, no.
Look at his lawyer. I didn't know what to do with this nigga. We didn't talk about this. Shout out to my cup, too. Show my cup. It's an igloo. These were the first Stanleys. I went to go get a Stanley. They ain't had none. And then I saw how much they cost. I was like, well, fuck you then, Stanley.
Are they even the best one? My sister-in-law always needs to have ice in her cup. So she was saying the one that she has, which I think may have been Igloo, I'm not sure, but can keep ice in the cup for days.
So longer than the Stanley. I've had one where the ice stayed in there, like in a hot car. Like the ice was in there, like... It like formed together into this little ice clump, which means that I know it was melting together, but it was staying together and it was staying cold. What's the name of that brand? It's not Igloo. It's on the tip of my tongue. God damn, they make coolers. Fuck. It's like a Stanley. Yeti.
Yes.
Yeti. Yeti has a cup that's really, really, really good too. So yeah.
I think that's what she said. Yeti cup.
Yeah, Yeti is fire.
Yeah, that's what she's got.
It's a Yeti. Yep. Yeah, these go crazy. And I like these more than I like anything else. But you know what happened with that Stanley, right? It caught on the car caught on fire. And then there was ice still in there. I ain't gonna lie. That's a dog-ass marketing campaign. Mm-hmm. Man, Yeti, y'all need to set a car on fire. Show them what y'all got.
Yeah.
Because that's insane. But they also said it's like dangerous chemicals that are found in these things now.
I bet. Mm-hmm. How else is the ice staying cold like that?
Yeah, we bought some, matter of fact, I bought some stainless steel pots and pans last night. I cook a lot. My wife, she cooks a lot too, but it's like we got a lot of nonstick, and I hate watching it. Like you can see a scratch in it or a nick, and you're like, man, I know I ate that.
Cancer.
Yeah. Okay.
I ate cancer.
Thank you, Maya. Thank you, Maya.
That's why the cast iron is the best.
Cast iron, but I heard stainless steel is good too.
Stainless steel is good because it doesn't come off, but cast iron
iron be kind of coming off too. I feel like,
but it's cast iron. It doesn't come off.
It'd be breaking down. I don't know.
No way. Cast iron, you can use 100 years later. You just got to clean it right. If there's like some burnt stuff on it, then that might get in your food. Mm-hmm. But yeah, cast iron, you can use.
Cast iron, I know. Like generations.
Mm-hmm.
Like it'd be like dead people that didn't cook on that cast iron.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's what's up.
Except the only thing, my favorite pan is my cast iron pan, but I can't lift it and tilt it with one hand. So I use a stainless steel. I have to get Tony to come in there and be like, yo, get this gravy out.
Why don't you do the two hand?
Yeah, but I want to do it one hand. Two hand, because you got to take the spatula and scrape down into the bowl.
Okay.
So it's a two-man job. I'll work up to it as, you know, carrying the baby.
Fried chicken in the fucking cast iron skillet, it's nothing like it. Like watching them bubbles, man, I'm just a greedy motherfucker. I like food a lot. I be ordering food up here. Y'all be seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
Brendan had to bring me in his office. Like, stop eating on your podcast, man. And I'm like, Brendan, fuck them people. But it's not personal. But it's like, I'm about to not eat. I don't even know y'all personally. I'm going to not eat for y'all. I be running around. But I stop eating on here.
Mm.
Y'all welcome. Thanks. You're welcome. Nobody cares about me. Anyway. We're just going to ramble. We just really just talking about the shit that we want to talk about, man. Somebody said CeeLo in trouble for breaking that horse back.
What happened? I didn't even see that.
He got on the horse and fucked the horse up. And they said that the horse was like, God damn, y'all said his name was CeeLo, not Kilo. He fell off the horse. The horse neighed. The floor was too slippery. You know, his drinks all over the floor. And the horse was sick of being in there. The
horse is already struggling.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell by how I was walking.
Aren't there weight limits for who can ride the horse?
Look at the horse stomach bulging out.
I mean, get off that horse.
This is animal abuse. Uh-oh. The horse, like, did you say? Did you say CeeLo or Kilo? Ooh.
Get that. That's not right.
And I ain't gonna hold you up. Them some black horse niggas too. They probably like, man, my bad, CeeLo. We thought he was cool enough to come in the club. Damn.
That's a good looking horse.
I mean, he all right.
No, he's good looking.
No, I seen some fire ass horses.
Just because he's not the best looking horse in the world doesn't mean he's not a beautiful horse.
That's exactly what it means.
Good looking horse.
We don't know horse ugly. We just know we like horses. Another horse be like, this buck too fast horse. Fuck this horse. He's little. CeeLo's a little nigga. That's not a big horse. And I feel like he needed a bigger horse. He need one of them. He need to be on a Clydesdale. Bam. Fell off the horse.
You ever go to the Ren Fair and see those horses?
Hell no.
You don't? They have a horse.
I don't
want to
go to no Ren Faire. They be like, all right, now it's time to hang the niggas. What the fuck? No, I'm good. I don't want to go to shit. Nah. I do go to the African Festival and buy back the block and shit like that. Black on the block.
They got Clydesdales there. They have a jousting competition. They have real Clydesdales, you can see.
They got Clydesdales at Black on the Block.
Really?
But not the ones you think. I'm talking about thick, big booty ass.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Okay, I'll go then.
My, I'm talking about women. They're not horses.
Oh.
God damn it. Am I like, oh, really? I thought you would have been done after I said big booty, but you're like, really?
I thought there was a horse. We're talking about like muscle C-Lo. Structure.
Man, if that horse would have kicked CeeLo and everybody would have saw CeeLo's stomach cave in and then pushed the kick back out. Wow, what is wrong with you, CeeLo?
It's a lot wrong with CeeLo.
Look how he rolled. I used to think he was a gospel nigga. He's always wearing them big ass muumuus and choir robes. But he just a nigga. Look at him. Niggaing around on his horse. Yeah, nigga. Yeah. CeeLo Green. Yeah. You see it. Yeah. Whoa. Okay. You see it. Yeah. I'm crazy. Oh, man. CeeLo Green. CeeLo Green. Anyway, y'all, this has been another episode of the CP Podcast, man. Yeah, always the questions, never the answers. Sometimes we don't talk about shit. It just is what it is, man. Fuck with y'all. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Get your CMOS gummies and your other CMOS accessories at NicoKitchenShop.com. It's my host, co-host Maya. The co-host, Amir. And yeah, man, we out this bitch, man. Go holler. Peace.